What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled The Two Types of Woman Muslim Men Have to Deal With. Now, before we get started into this video, this is a new channel. It's on YouTube. It's called The Muslim Coper. This is for all the Muslims out there who are now coping with the way things are with the opposite sex. Now, for those of you who are new to the channel or have never seen me before, I, Amr Metwali, I am the original Muslim red pill dude. I've been doing this since 2017, 2018. I had a super big channel called Alpha Male Lifestyle. YouTube deleted it a couple of years ago due to the fact that I was pretty much talking about what we are talking about now. I was just way ahead of the curve. I created a new channel called Alpha Male Lifestyle, which is the same channel but all over again. And that channel was so censored by YouTube that not only did it not go anywhere, I actually created my own video platform called MGTOW.TV. I'm actually a software developer by trade. So when my initial channel got nuked back in 2019, I created my own, very own YouTube clone. Again, you can go on MGTOW.TV, which stands for Men Going Their Own Way. My channel is Alpha Male Lifestyle. I'm going to link it for you in the bottom. Not only will all my videos be on MGTOW.TV before they get here, but you can go back in my catalog and you can see that I've had videos going all the way back to 2019. Like I mentioned, I started doing this as early as 2017, 2018. So I was the original Muslim red pill creator. So today we're going to be talking about the two types of Muslim woman out there that you have to deal with. You have the Sharmuta and the Ghairana Mina Sharmuta. Now, I speak Arabic. Now, for those of you who don't understand what I said, I'm going to say it again. The two types of women you have out there. The two types of women you have out there. Let me close the window. There we go. For those of you who are new to the channel and you haven't seen my Alpha Male Lifestyle videos on MGTOW.TV, I'm actually not even in America or the Middle East. I am in Mexico right now. I'm in a state called Chiapas, and the city I'm in is known as San Cristobal. I think that's how you pronounce it, but most people pronounce it, especially in the expat community, they pronounce it San Cristi. So let's get right into this video. The two types of women you have to deal with, the Sharmuta or the Ghairana min al Sharmuta. So what I said translated to English, you either have the whore or the woman who is jealous of the whore. That's all you Muslim guys out there have to work with in 2022. Now, a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you're coping by saying, oh, I have to look smacks, oh, I have to make money, I have to go to the gym. You guys need to understand, the problem really is not so much you, as the problem is that these women out there are just way too, they're just mentally ill, okay? They suffer from something in Islam called Maradun al-Alb. For those of you who also don't know, I'm a Talmid Chacham. A Talmid Chacham in Hebrew means student of the wise, which is very, very similar to what the word Taliban means. So I know Islam, I know Christianity, I know Judaism. So I read the whole Quran multiple times. I've read the Hadith. So I probably know more about Islamic religion than probably 99% of all people out there. Now, in the past, when I was focusing on the Muslim community, I had a lot of Muslims coming in and say, yo, man, that's haram, man. Don't talk about women like that, man. So I stopped focusing on the Muslim community because they were coping with the fact that, oh, Muslim women are pure. They're all sitting at the house, netting, and they're just waiting for you, Mr. Nice Guy, to come along to propose to them so they can fall in love with you and serve you for the rest of your life, which is all one big bullshit. The term hojabi, which I am seeing now going through the Muslim community on YouTube, I am the originator of the term hojabi, because the vast majority of hojabis out there, guys, that's what you have to deal with. Listen, I was married to an Egyptian girl for 1 month. A couple of years ago, I was married for 1 month in Egypt, 1 month only. Why? Before we got married, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, praise Jesus, The second we got married, she turned around 180 degrees. A lot of Muslim guys out there, they complain about the same thing. They say, hey, when I married this girl, she was praying, she was wearing the hijab, you know, she was submissive, she was nice, and right after we got married, it's like, wham, she changed. Yeah, of course, she's a hijabi, she saw you as a beta male, nice guy, she married you simply so she can use you, abuse you, and in some cases, even get out of her father's house. And this is a legitimate way for her to say, hey, I lost my virginity to my husband. A lot of hijabis out there, guys, they have lost their virginity and they get a hymen replacement surgery. Let me say that one more time. A lot of hijabis out there who claim to be virgins, they actually had a hymen repair surgery, which is actually popular in the Middle East. I know there are people out there who say, no hymen, no diamond, but the reality of the matter is the hymen can be repaired. Please, don't ask me, Amr Metwali, how I know that one. So what you guys out there in the Muslim world need to contend with and accept right this minute is that the vast majority of women you are going to run into, they're going to be hijabis, okay? They've slipped around, they've been with multiple dudes, and now that they're hitting the wall, they're 27, 28 years old, they need to find some, in their brain, loser that they can scam to take advantage of. Like I said, when I realized that I was scammed by my own wife, I didn't even tell her. I booked a plane ticket to America, I came here, I personally drove up to the Egyptian embassy in Washington, D.C., and I served her divorce papers from there, hired a good lawyer back in Egypt, and it was as if I never got married to the hijabi to begin with. A lot of you guys out there, you get into such a toxic relationship, and guess what? You're always wondering, how did I mess it up? How can I make this better? Guys, I am telling you with absolute certainty out of personal experience, you're not the problem. The problem is you have this woman who slept around, they've been probably sleeping around before the age of 18. In fact, let me tell you one time, let me tell you about this one time, okay? I was in Alexandria, Egypt. I was at the Citadel. If you don't know what the Citadel in Alexandria, Egypt is, just go on Google, type in Alexandria, Egypt, Citadel. I'm staying there. It's a nice place right by the sea. You know, they serve tea, they serve coffee. I'm drinking my tea at night, sitting there working on my laptop, enjoying life. 2 o'clock rolls around. I pack up my stuff. You know, 2 o'clock at night. That is, I pack up my computer, and you know, I walk out of the Citadel, go into my car, and I pass by a dark area, and I see this Egyptian kid, probably not even 20, maybe 18, 19 years old, and he says, "Hey, you like what you see?" And standing behind him, he points to a girl who's probably 14, 15 years old. She's shy, she's wearing the hijab, and he's like, "How would you like to have her?" I'm like, "No, no, no. This hijabi, she's not even 14, 15 years old. She lost her virginity, and forever she has pair bonded with this scumbag." This is what you Muslim guys out there need to understand. The hijabi is by far the most hypocritical, worst woman on the face of the planet. And I'm going to tell you why. You see, if a non-Muslim woman, let's say you're in LA, you're in New York, and some hoe comes out to you and says, "Hey, I'm a virgin," you're gonna laugh at her. It's like, really? You're a good-looking woman in LA, in New York, and you're a virgin? Yeah, right. But a hojabi, on the other hand, because she can say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, praise Jesus, you are going to believe her. But the reality of the matter is she actually uses religion against you. Now, what did the Prophet Muhammad say about people who cheat us? Al-yaqishina laysa minnina. Those who cheat us are not of us. This is why when I started my YouTube channel, I was telling Muslim guys out there, marriage is null and void. These women, they want to ride the cock carousel. They want to sleep with as many men as possible. And a lot of Muslims at the beginning were like, "Oh, Omar, it's haram what you're saying. It's zina." And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to focus on the non-Muslim community. Now, I see a lot of Muslim guys popping up into YouTube, into this space. And unfortunately, there's a lot of Muslim guys out there who are PUAs. They're narcissistic. They're trying to sell you courses. They're trying to have you consult with them for $1,000. You know, they'll tell you you will go from a dud to a stud if you call me up for $1,000. Now, I, Omar Mitwali, thank God, I have my own business. Like I said, I own MGTOW TV, which is a YouTube clone. I own Manopay.net, which is a clone between Patreon and OnlyFans, with the exception that we don't sell our body. We actually what's in our mind as men. So I own my own platforms. Other people are use it. Other people use it. That's how I make my money. You know, if you want to go to MGTOW TV, buy a membership for $1 a month. You know, that way you don't watch banner ads on the website. You can do that. So I don't have to come up here and try to scam innocent people by telling you, "Oh, black pill is for losers. You're giving up." The reality of the matter is, guys, the black pill is a, you know, shout out to Saint Hamoudi, wherever he is. The black pill is a Nagasaki Hiroshima truth, okay? When you drop a nuclear bomb on a city or whatever, right? It totally obliterates everything that it's dropped on. See, the black pill is the same. The black pill is the absolute to Ruth. There is no, "Well, if I look smacks, well, if I text her, you know, 7.5 minutes after she texts me first." No, 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 no. The black pill is the way. Black pill is the truth. The truth of the matter is, these hojabis out there, and it's the same thing with non-Muslim women, okay? But Muslim women do it better because they can hide under the guise of religion. This is what you Muslim men watching this video must understand. Hojabis use Islam as a way to shame and guilt you into a relationship and serving them. For example, God in the Quran says men are to lead women. It's right there in the Quran. So what do the hojabis say? They say, "Oh, what that really means is that you lead with your wallet." Let me say that one more time. In the Quran, God says men are to lead women. So what the hojabis say is that, yes, you are to lead us with your wallet, okay? Obviously, you don't lead with your wallet, okay? You lead women through, "Hey, do what I say." You know, don't go out at 2 o'clock at night with your friends at a bar. You know, don't hop on a plane, go to Vegas, you know, girls' night out or weekend night out, stuff like that. So the hojabis, they pervert the Islamic religion to shame and guilt you so things can work in their favor. This is why the divorce rates in Islam is skyrocketing. A lot of divorces are happening in the Muslim world, especially among the newlyweds. And that's because the reality of the matter, the girl that you married, she never wanted you like that. She just wanted access to your resources. She just wanted to get out of her father's house. Maybe she wanted to even divorce rape you down the line. Maybe she wanted to get a kid from you so you can, so she can get alimony from you. In fact, you know, I found out in Egypt, okay, you know, my ex, she wanted to desperately get pregnant from me. And the reason behind it in Egypt, if you get a woman pregnant, you have to provide her a house. So a lot of these hijabis out there, they're conniving, they're thinking, you know, how much can I take from this guy? How can I scam this guy? This is what you Muslim guys out there have to understand, okay? Outside of being Chad, being Tyrone, being a bad boy, women want a sucker that they can scam. So if you're not the type of dude getting pussy thrown at you like this, you know, you're a sucker. That's what the black pill says, okay? If you have a hard time with women, you're constantly being friend-zoned, women are not returning your texts, women really don't care about you, all this really means is that you are simply not attractive to the opposite sex. And in that case, you're just going to be that guy when the girl has had her fun, Chad and Tyrone are no longer cream pieing her vajayjay, and all of a sudden she goes through that epiphany phase, like Rollo Tomasi says, and she's like, oh, okay, I need somebody right now to take care of me, and that's when they go for you. Furthermore, a lot of hijabis out there, they want to get married, not because they love you, they want to get married because this is their way of saying to society, look, some guy out there thought it was worth it to put a ring on my finger. I cannot stress this part enough, not just for all men, but in particular, you Muslim men out there watching, if a girl is pushing you for marriage, especially a big marriage like my ex did, you know, our marriage cost about $30,000 in Egypt, you know. Fortunately, you know, I come from a rich family, so it wasn't that big of a deal. It was a total loss of money for us, but that's what she wanted. She wanted a big wedding so she can tell the whole world, hey, some guy out there actually thinks I'm worth it to be a wife. But the reality of the matter, guys, here is that these very same hijabis who want you, Mr. Nice Guy, to have a big, lavish wedding, the reality of the matter is there's some Chad, there's some Tyrone, there's some bad boy out there who's having the best sex with them, who is getting their absolute best. And not only is he not paying anything, but chances are she's actually probably paying for his life. You know, the number of times women always tell me, and just to let you guys know, like 10, 11 years ago when I was living in LA, I actually had a stint as a cab driver. So I had thousands of women in the back of my cab. And the number of times, guys, a woman would have a guy, a bad boy, a criminal, and she would tell me he stole my money, he took my furniture, he ghosted me, he slept with my best friend, and I still love him. How can I get over him? I'll do anything to get him back. Yet, this very same woman will come to you and she will demand that you make a lot of money. She'll demand that you give her a big house. She'll demand that you give her a $5,000 a month allowance. Guys, you need to understand something. There are two very important things, okay, guys? I'm gonna end this video in the next minute or so. So, you know, this is a new channel. Usually my videos last in excess of 30 minutes on my Alpha Male Lifestyle channel. So on this channel, I like to keep them under 20 minutes. Two things you guys have to take away from this, okay? Before we even get into that, the fact that you are watching this video, it automatically tells me that you're not Chad, you're not Tyrone, you're not a bad boy, you're not a criminal, okay? So right off the bat, the two things you have to take away from this, if you're not getting any female affection right now, if you're not getting laid right now, and guys, hijabis don't give a flying fuck about losing their virginity. Again, the number one surgery in all of Egypt right now is hymen repair surgery. that surgery, hymen repair surgery, is skyrocketing, and not just in Egypt, but throughout the whole Muslim world. This just goes to show you guys that your typical so-called Muslim woman, she doesn't give a fuck about holding her virginity back for Mr. Right. She'll lose it to Chad, she'll lose it to Tyrone, she'll lose it to the bad boy, she'll lose it to the criminal, but yet expect you to pay full price. So that's number one. If a woman starts coming on to you and she looks like she has hit the wall, you know, maybe she's 27, 28 years old, and all of a sudden she's like love bombing you and how great of a person you are, chances are she's looking at you as if you are a sucker and she wants to scam you. That's number one. Number two, if she starts demanding that you make money, get a better job, maybe get a master's degree or a PhD, she definitely wants to scam you. This is a woman who is setting you up so she can scam you later on through alimony, divorce rape, child support. I am Armitwale, I'm not a rich guy, yet I have more disposable income at the end of the month than most Arabs I know who are doctors, lawyers, engineers, making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. And it's like, Ahmed, where's the money, man? And they usually tell me, I don't know, ask the wife. So a lot of these Muslim guys out there, they can't do what I can do, you know. I can hop on a plane, go anywhere in the world. Like I said, I'm in Mexico. I went from Miami to Cancun, Cancun to San Cristobal, where I am now. Heck, I might even go to Guatemala just to say I've been to Guatemala. Can Muslim guys out there who are in a relationship with a hijabi do what I do? No, they can't. Why? Because every dollar they have has to be okayed by her. Every minute they have has to be okayed by her. You see, women want you to be a walking ATM. Like Red Pill Mary at MGTOW TV said, she wants attention, time, and money from Chad, Tyrone, the bad boy. It's the other way around. She becomes his ATM. And then when he kicks her to the curb, you become her ATM. So the bottom line for you guys out there watching this video, you only have two types of women out there. The hijabi and the one who is jealous of the hijabi. And I would go as far as to say the one who is jealous of the hijabi is actually worse than the hijabi. You know, at least the hijabi might be fun and exciting, at least in the beginning. Please, don't ask me Amr Mitwal how I know that one, okay? But the one who is jealous of the hijabi, she's probably homely looking. She's going to be very, very angry because she never got through her slut phase. She never went through that phase of flirting, sleeping around with a man, getting flown out to Dubai. So the woman who is jealous of the Sharmuta, even though she might be a virgin, she's going to have a horrible attitude. And because of that, because she is so miserable, she's actually going to demand more of you than the hijabi, because she's going to equate. See, a woman who is homely, her SMV is very low, and she knows it. So the only way she can feel good about herself is if she gets worldly desires that are way up here. So a woman who is jealous of a hijabi will actually be worse for you in the long run than a hijabi, because, you know, a hijabi, they're going to be fun in the beginning, and a hijabi, her whole tendencies will come out. That's when you can kick her to the curb like yours truly. But a woman who is homely looking, she's going to play the long game, and she's going to get you in through kids, through buying property together, through you becoming a better person. A lot of you Muslim guys out there, you're going to find yourself in a situation where it is cheaper to keep her. By that, what I really mean is that a lot of Muslim men are in relationships with women who became fat, they became ugly, they stopped taking care of themselves, And the guy is like, I don't want her anymore, but I know if I divorce her, she's going to take all the kids, she's going to take the house, she's going to probably take more than half of my earnings for the rest of my life. So the bottom line for you guys out there who are watching this video is that marriage is really obsolete. I'm a big believer in the harem system, whereby you as a man, you get to have multiple women that you rotate through. Now, these women out there, they must be sexually attracted to you. If you do not have looks, it's over. Okay? I know there are PUAs out there. I know there are Muslims. I know there are Muslim PUAs out there who tell you, oh man, looks don't mean anything. You can be 5'7", bald, wearing glasses, you know, Indian, and a woman will find you attractive. Bull fucking shit. It all comes down to looks, looks, looks. And if anybody tells you otherwise, they're scamming you. So the bottom line out there, gentlemen, is be wary of the hojabi, because that's all you have to work with. Chad, Tyrone, and the bad boy, they turn them into sluts. And then you, Mr. Goodman, you end up being Captain Sevaho, or being known as the cleanup guy. And you never, ever want to be in that position. Unless a woman is madly in love with you because you're a hot dude, then you are being taken advantage of. Because trust and believe, hojabis can love bomb you and manipulate you into thinking that they really love you, but the reality of the matter is they don't love you because they have been seeded or imprinted by another man. This is what you guys need to understand. If the woman that you're with is not a virgin, in the garbage can. If she's not madly in love with you, in the garbage can. If she demands that you make money, that you give her a big allowance, in the garbage can. So the bottom line here for all of you guys out there, in particular you Muslim guys out there, you are better off going your own way. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.